This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Well, we heard from Keith Olbermann announcing his gold medal award. Let us hear now from the medal recipient, our own John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. John, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing good. No complaints. A little busy, but it's a busy time of year for us all. Even busier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're under fire right now.
Yeah.
Many calls for legal help. It's amazing.
I was going to say, it's even busier for you now that you're the national gold medal winner from the Countdown program on MSNBC. When did you first hear about this?
The next morning, my son Jason emailed and said, "You know, you're the worst person in the world." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Olbermann has named you the worst person in the world." I said, "Well, at least I'm number one at something." So I accepted the award on behalf of all the worst people in the world that have stood for civil liberties over time. Matt Hinhoff, the legendary civil libertarian from New York City, called me the day of yesterday and said, "John, this is one of the few awards over the years that other people have gotten that I'm envious of." He said, "You got it for free, for standing for free speech. I love it." So I didn't know. The letter we wrote was very respectful to Tom Perriello. I mean, all I said in the letter was, you know, when your lease is up, you should be more accessible to your constituents. And that was basically all the letter said, because it's an issue where people need to have access to our, you know, the First Amendment says we have a right to peacefully assemble and petition our government for redress of grievances. So, and Perriello's response that people can go to the First Amendment monument and do it is way off, because speech is worthless if the person you're targeting can't hear it or can't see it.
We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org. John's been a regular guest on this program once a month now for years, and was named this week the gold medal recipient as the worst person in the world by MSNBC's Keith Olbermann. John, fill us in for folks who don't know the details about what prompted your letter to Congressman Perriello.
We had a number of people contact us who wanted to have access to the parking lot where Representative Perriello is at. It's a private parking lot. You know, in my letter I said we respect private property rights. We understand that. And I said, I asked the representative, you know, again, same thing. I mean, the college Republicans wanted access. They were met by the police and said they couldn't get near the office. The Tea Party people. And by the way, Olbermann claims I'm a teabagger, or whatever he means by that. But as the Daily Progress pointed out, that's not true. I don't affiliate with any political group. I'm totally nonpartisan. So, I mean, I don't go to Tea Party events. I don't do anything. And his research was pretty poor. I mean, if they had researched me, they probably wouldn't have given me the award, which, again, to be honest with you, I was humbled by the whole thing. Number one for a day is not bad in the world. But anyway, all we asked the Representative Perriello to do is, when his lease is up, I think at the end of 2011, he should move to a place where people can congregate, at least a small group. They can't do that where he's at, because it's a private parking lot. And that's all. It's a very nice letter. And, you know, that's it. I mean, we're nonplussed. I mean, people are blogging about this all over the United States. I mean, we're getting emails. I've gotten more congratulatory emails on this than anything I've gotten in my life. People are congratulating me, saying, "You deserve this. Way to go. Olbermann's a jerk." And I don't think Olbermann's a jerk. I just think he's an entertainer.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck is.
As are they all. Yeah, absolutely.
Glenn Beck, Chris Matthews. Then they talk over their guests. I don't watch most of these people. I watch some of it to get. But, you know, I've written a lot on this. You can't get your news off of television. You get it from reading the Daily Progress, the New York Times, and going on the Internet. But,
John, for folks who don't know, Congressman Perriello's office is in downtown Charlottesville, just south of the railroad tracks, actually, in a little, for lack of a better word, a little strip mall there. And and folks who have businesses, private businesses, next door to his office had complained to police, "Hey, all these people out here are blocking our parking spaces and preventing people from getting to my business."
Yeah, we have no problem with that. I mean, I would object. Anyway, we got a few emails, people that like Olbermann said they may want to come pick it in front of our building. And I sent an email to them and said, "Great. You know, come out here." And I said, "We'll protect your rights if you get arrested. And if it's a cold day, we'll give you hot cocoa and coffee." They haven't shown up yet. But I'm all for picketing and free speech, because as I've told people over the years, the First Amendment's on life support. I mean, people don't respect free speech like they used to. And I would be surprised if people like Olbermann, Keith Olbermann, would if he really understood the issue, why he would be fighting the idea that maybe the people who represent us should be accessible to our picket signs or just, you know, gathering in groups either to praise or to protest. So I'm, you know, again, I don't think we understand free speech these days. A lot like we used to. Again, Nat Hinhoff, if people know who he is, he's written for the Village Voice, wrote the liner notes for Bob Dylan's albums and stuff. He understands that. He's 84 years old. He's fought for it for years. And he says the same thing I'm saying. We're in trouble. Political correctness is running amok across the country. But we need more diversity. I don't, you know, the Tea Party people, I think, point in the right direction. I don't agree with a lot of the things they do. I don't agree with the yelling and stuff. But, you know, I want people out there being active, and that's basically all we're saying.
Yeah. And what was your reaction to the whole tone of Olbermann's take, that he was making it sound like you and the teabaggers, you're all just lazy protesters, and you want to get off your couch and find another couch somewhere to sit on and protest?
I didn't, you know, that part of it I thought was kind of stupid, but I laughed through half of it. I thought it was funny. It was entertaining. No, I don't think so. I think that, again, I understand in Washington he's in a large building, but when he's here, I think that our representatives should be accessible to us. That's all. I mean, if people want to protest a 50 people, there should be a common area where they can be close enough that he can look out the window and see them when he's here or hear them. And that's all we're saying, because I keep emphasizing the idea that his office has put out that they can exercise their rights at the First Amendment monument over their free speech monument. I mean, all your court cases say, no, that's not right, because if you can't hear the speech or see the speech the person is being directed at, then it's worthless. So we don't want to move people 5 miles away. We've done that too much with free speech zones and things like that. And we oppose those here at the Rutherford Institute.
We're talking with John Whitehead online at rutherford.org. John, I'm curious if you could tell us, are you going to be writing about this? I know you've posted a video blog that folks can find on your website, rutherford.org. Is this going to make it into one of your commentaries?
I don't know. Nat Hinhoff says he's going to write a commentary on it, and a few other columnists have called me, and they may write on it. They're going to have a lot of fun with this. I don't know. I think I've done my response. We did a video blog. You can go to our website at rutherford.org and download that. Basically, I quote Voltaire, the great Voltaire statement, that I may not agree with what you believe or say, but I'll go to the death to fight for your right to say it. And that's what we believe here. So, I mean, I don't... Over the years, I've defended so many different people from the right and the left, and I've said many times, and not unashamedly, that about 80% of the people I've represented over my life, I may not enjoy eating dinner with, but I would defend their rights to be bombastic. Keith Olbermann, I would defend Keith's right to whatever he wants to do, you know, or Glenn Beck. And again, you know how I feel about Glenn Beck. I wrote a column criticizing Glenn Beck, so, you know, I'm not impressed with most of the newscasters today, because I don't think this is good journalism. For example, if I named somebody the worst person in the world, I'd have them on the program to at least have them answer it on the program. That's yellow journalism. They used to call it yellow journalism, where you attack someone and they can't respond. You know, and you're good about, you know, Coy, you have people on the show. You let them respond.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think response is the key here is... You know, but again, people across the country know what I'm all about. That's why all the people I don't even know, lawyers have been writing and saying, great, way to go. This is a great award. You know, you should be proud of it. It shouldn't get you down. Yeah. It doesn't get me down. I mean, the morning I heard of it, I went, what in the world is going on? Because all we did was write a letter saying to Congressman, would you move your office somewhere where people have access to you in the lease run? That's all it says. It's not a nasty letter. You can get the letter on our website.
John, I was talking with somebody recently about this today or yesterday, and they were saying, oh, John Whitehead, you know, he's one of those teabaggers and he's with them. And I said, I don't think so. I think you're misreading him. I think what he's doing is trying to support their right to protest. I don't think he would be out there with them. I don't think he is lockstep with these folks.
No, I had one guy write and says, have you rather moved to the right since you might be representing the Republicans, the College of Republicans? Don't they understand what lawyers do? I mean, lawyers defend murderers, but they're not murderers. So we defend anybody out there that I think is helping the cause of civil liberties and free speech. And that's the bottom line. I mean, I don't agree with, you know, virtually every client we have, I probably don't agree with a lot of things they might believe, but that doesn't really matter. The key is today we got to keep free speech alive in our country because I feel it's shutting down. There's two of our key amendments are in front. One is the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures because we live in a surveillance state where everything you, and this interview we're doing now could be the National Security Agency could be listening to it. And then the First Amendment where we just, listen, people that complain about the Tea Party people, I say, listen, when was the last time you got up off of your butt and went down there and protested something? You can complain about it. Go protest against the Tea Party people.
Get
up and go do it. Don't sit and watch Olbermann and Beck and Wolf Blitzer and think you know it all, because you don't. Get up and do something, because the country was started with people who were considered by the British Empire to be the worst people in the world. Thomas Jefferson, who was very much a radical, who started the University of Virginia, is a real, firebrand, one of my heroes, by the way. So, Martin Luther King, think about Martin Luther King. Branded in his day as the worst person in the world, the FBI actually listened to his phone calls, and FBI agents sent him letters saying that if he committed suicide, they would not release the details of his private life. These are the kind of people that have a history of being targets. You're always going to be a target if you're out there stirring up trouble. People say, are you a troublemaker? They ask me that. I say, yes.
John Whitehead, he's the founder and the director of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org, and a regular guest on this program. He joins us every month. John, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Coy. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.